Let's get right in and talk to Jan Ness, is the CEO of Online Tech. And Jan, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Jan, hey, Jan, it's Mike Brennan.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Matt. You know, I was just listening to you guys, and I think between the four of you, Gary, Ed, Mike, and Matt, you guys have at least a century or 100 years of covering the IT industry in Michigan. Would that be right?
You are being so kind. It's only 100 years.
Sometimes it feels like a century just on me.
Yeah, just each of us.
Well, especially if you're talking internet years, right? You know, that's the
it's like
shorter
dog
one.
Years, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's 500 internet years.
There you go. Hey, Jan, you know, there's been a lot of press lately about this new data center, new company that's maybe coming to the state of Michigan. They wanted some tax breaks. You have been quoted in other newspapers and online, and I know Mike has done something on you. Tell us what this is and why the internet companies already here in Michigan, why you care.
So a company out of Las Vegas, they build massive data centers and sell it to, you know, global providers like the eBays of the world, is going to build a large data center here. One of their requirements was that they get tax breaks that are consistent actually with about 22 other states in the United States that offer varying degrees of sales and use and property tax exemption for both the data center and the gear that you put in there. The notion is that gear is a little bit like manufacturing gear, and why would you pay sales tax on it? You want to charge a tax on what's being consumed at that gear, the products that gear makes. So that's the whole concept. They announced they would come only with the tax breaks. They put the legislature on a pretty tight time frame, which is, you know, always a nice thing to see these guys move quickly. And it ended up passing, and it's on the governor's desk right now.
So it originally, though, there was some thought that it was only going to apply to new companies coming to Michigan, and that didn't seem very fair.
No, right. You don't really know where those early drafts came from, but the early drafts were not what we would call fair across the board to all the providers in Michigan. And we felt that was important. That was in fact the most important thing, not so much how much or what the tax break was going to be, but just as long as it was fair across the board. We respect and understand why a state would want to invest in this. Tax policy is sort of beyond my pay grade, but we get and understand it. As long as it's fair, you will affect the Michigan's place and make it competitive. If it wasn't going to be fair, all you would do is just picking winners and losers.
Jan, it's Matt Rausch. I was just curious, are other states offering similar incentives for data centers? Is this something we kind of had to do in order to remain competitive?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, so five or six years ago, I think there were maybe five or six states, something like that, that did, and they were pretty narrowly defined. But as of now, I'm pretty sure it's 22 states that offer these breaks. And you know, it's not too dissimilar to, you know, we don't charge sales tax for newspapers, and we exempted them from sales tax, I think, in the 40s or 50s here in Michigan, because we wanted to invest in that happening. And so states do that. That seems to be, you know, this digital age is the future. And so, yeah, Michigan did kind of need to do this to stay competitive.
Hey, Jan, it's Mike Brennan. A question for you. Now, I know this is not a done deal. Switch wanted all these things. I mean, I was amazed how quickly the legislature moved on this. Clearly, they wanted this to happen. But this isn't some ploy now they're going to go to New York and say, well, Michigan gave us this deal, we're going to go to New York unless, you know, or something like that. There's not politics going on here, is there?
Well, I'm sure there's some politics. I really am not privy to the conversations going on between Switch and the state. I'm going to take them at their word. You know, I mean, I think they're a good, solid operator. They said that if the state would do this, they would come. And I think all indications publicly, their statement is that they're coming. But I do think the bill is still on the governor's desk for signing. I don't know that he's signed it yet, but I think it's a done deal.
You know, it makes a lot of sense. Obviously, we don't want to disadvantage our state. And we know that there's some states that do have higher bandwidth. We are trying to catch up in certain parts of the state. That one that is coming in new is talking about Grand Rapids and the west side. Sometimes they are not as well served as where there's higher populations. But you represent all of the ISPs, or at least all of the big ISPs here in Michigan. Tell us a little bit about the association, what you do.
I'm sure it's called the Michigan Data Center Alliance, and we formed recently as this legislature was being developed, because we felt it was really important that you know, our government body understand the breadth and depth of the industry as it existed in Michigan and what drove us to the success that we had here. So we got together pretty quickly, and we represent nine companies with 38 data centers, about 1,000 employees. Look, you know, we're all growing an average of 12 to 15% a year. So in 6-7 years, you do the math, we'll hire another 1,000 people. And these are, you know, across nine companies here in Michigan that will happen. So, you know, it's definitely a real industry here in Michigan. Michigan's cold. Land is not very expensive, and it's a very safe place. We don't have hurricanes, and so we've been pounding the table about what a great place Michigan is to have data centers for a long time. We're really excited to see the state wants to invest in it, and people outside the state see Michigan as a great place for this too.
So by landing this switch in the Steelcase Pyramid building, that's going to be a good thing? That might attract more business for all the data centers?
Yeah, I mean, we look at it as a good thing for sure.
You know, when
basically what happens is this is the way we think of it. You build the data centers, the gear ends up there, especially if it's got a competitive tax treatment to all the locations, because you can put gear a lot of different places, and then the jobs follow there. These are tip of the spear jobs, IT jobs. I mean, our guys see hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of environments every day because we do this for a living. Compared to an IT team sitting in one company.
Yeah, Jan, it's Matt Rausch. I wanted to ask you about the job creation aspect of this. This isn't like a factory, right? You're not taking raw material and outputting a finished product, and you need so many people to do that. So what is the job creation sort of profile of a data center? How many of them work for the data center, and how many for the clients?
Well, and really, it's an enabler too, right? It's really about the job creation at the client end because of them being able to get high-speed bandwidth, right?
It is a little bit. I think, to be honest, our industry has to, and this is why the bills require this, we have to prove that we create these jobs. There is some evidence that we don't. You know, that you build a big building, you put a bunch of equipment in it. How many people do you really need to run that building? Is it a couple dozen? So you can build a 200,000 square foot building, and you may be able to run that data center with 8 people. But where you do need the people is the people who are going to manage the gear. And so, for example, our case, when our customers bring their gear and put it in our data center, yeah, we don't need a whole lot more people, but because they take care of the gear. But most of our customers don't want to do any of this stuff anymore. They say, you buy the gear, you take on all the stuff that I'm doing now. I want my IT people working at customers and end users, and you guys do all the middle of night stuff. That does drive a lot more jobs.
You know, Jan, you have 4 big data centers here in Michigan, but you also now are in Indiana. You have a data center there, too. How's the difference between Michigan and Indiana to work with?
We love both. I'll tell you, Indianapolis is a wonderful, wonderful place, and an incredibly receptive. They did give us some tax breaks when we came there. We have had really good luck recruiting people there. We've recruited some people there and moved them up here. That has been a really real success for us. Michigan has been a tougher economic environment in the past 5 years, which we're really proud of the growth rate we achieved. But we do see a little more robust business activity down in Indianapolis.
So, you know, as the oldest ISP here in Michigan for business, we're very proud of what you've done. I'm personally proud of it because of my involvement with online tech previously, not involved now with you guys. I'm so proud of what you've done. Where are you going to expand next? Do you know that yet?
So we love the Great Lakes states. So if the state touches the Great Lakes, we think that there's still sort of white space in that market.
Okay. So, Jan, we really appreciate you coming on. I know that that you know it was interesting to go through some of this legislation. You have served with SBAM, the Small Business Association of Michigan, so you're kind of familiar with the political aspect of what goes on here in the state. Tell us a little bit about Michigan in about a half a minute. What it's like to work as a technologist here in small businesses. And you got about
30 seconds.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
It's a fantastic and growing market, especially with what's going on in Detroit and Grand Rapids and Traverse City. There's no better time to do tech work here in Michigan.
Jan Ness.
Get a degree and come join us.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Jan Ness, President and CEO of Online Tech. Thank you very much.